verse of Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Samaveda Yogakshava Mama Ka Pandavas Chaiva Kim Akuravati Sanjaya. Sanjaya explains, Vyasadeva writes, that in this holy place, Dharma Kshetra, called Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra is explaining, that this was the setting in which Bhagavad Gita was to be spoken. And His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, explains the great significance of this verse. That Dhritarashtra was very much worried because he knew that his son Duryodhana represented a dharma and that the Pandavas who had Krishna on their side represented dharma, Sanatan dharma. And for this battle to be fought in one of the greatest, most worshipable and holy places, the very abode of dharma, Kurukshetra, would give great strength to the Pandavas. So Srila Prabhupada explains how Kurukshetra has been a holy place since time immemorial. There is one of the most holy and worshipable of all abodes in this creation. Therefore, by Lord Sri Krishna's arrangement, this great battle was fought here. It is explained that the two armies, the Pandavas and the Kurus, were both on two sides of the great battlefield. At that time, two armies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Partha Sarathi, Sri Krishna, with the reins of Arjuna's chariot in his lotus hands, brought the horses and the chariot to this very place. It was here that Arjuna presented his realization and his conception of wisdom to Krishna. Here, seeing on both sides of the armies were his relatives, his friends, his teachers, and his well-wishers, broken at the thought to fight against those who were venerable and worshipable to him. Therefore, Arjuna, in this place, presented so many wonderful, wonderful arguments, logical, philosophical, shastric, of why he should not fight this battle. But we all know, whatever we do, even if it is based on social etiquette, even if it is based on the highest principles of morality, even if it is based on logic, philosophy, and shastric injunction, represented everyone in this world who is caught between the battle of the dualities of material existence, and ultimately in utter frustration, with tears flowing from his eyes, his complexion turned pale and white, his hair standing on end, trembling so much he could not hold his bow, with folded palms, he surrendered to Lord Sri Krishna. Karabhanya doso pahata subhava prishchamitvam dharma samodachana. It was at this place that Arjuna inquired from Krishna, I am confused about my duty, I do not know what is good and what is not good. I am your disciple. Please instruct me. And it was here at this holy place of Jyotisar, where the light of Krishna's words emanated to give light and knowledge to the whole world. It was here that Krishna spoke Sri Bhagavad Gita. Since that time, all of the great acharyas came to worship this place. Shankaracharya, he came and spent long time here worshipping Lord Sri Krishna and studying Gita. Ramanujacharya, in his pilgrimage, also came to this very site, and he studied Gita, and he instructed his disciples and worshipped this place. Sripad Madhvacharya also came here with his followers and worshipped this holy place, studying the Gita and teaching his followers. Vallabhacharya also came here. Nimbarkacharya came here. Vishnu Swami came here. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Kurukshetra to worship this place. And ultimately, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
He very much desired that there be a wonderful place for his followers to come to this very, very sacred place where Gita is spoken, where they can study the Gita and absorb the holy atmosphere. In Srila Prabhupada's translation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, he has transformed the lives of millions and millions of people throughout the entire world. Srila Prabhupada always told us that this holy place of Jyoti Sarat Kurukshetra is very important, because devotees should know the literal historical significance of the place in which the Gita was spoken. So we are all so fortunate to be gathered here today. And the great benediction that we pray will be bestowed upon all of us is by coming to this sacred place, we become more and more enthusiastic and determined to study the ambrosial words of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, to live by these principles as our life and soul, and to distribute this message to the whole world.